McGraw-Hill Professional presents Financial Shenanigans, How to Detect Accounting Gimmicks and Fraud in Financial Reports, 4th Edition. Written by Howard M. Schillett, Jeremy Perler, and Yoni Engelhart. Narrated by Scott R. Pollack. Preface. Reflections on my last 25 years. Howard Schillett. Fall 2017. Dear friends, having recently reached my 65th birthday, I began reflecting on my life and the many changes over the last quarter century since writing the first edition of Financial Shenanigans. In short, I feel very blessed. On a personal level, my wife Diane and I love spending time with our three young grandchildren and are eagerly awaiting our fourth. Professionally, I am enjoying building my second business, a forensic accounting consultancy called Schillett Forensics, with my fantastic partners and co-authors, Jeremy Perler and Yoni Engelhart. In addition to the research engagements we work on for our clients, we spend a fair amount of time teaching the trade of forensic accounting to investors, regulators, journalists, and graduate students. After a recent presentation at Stanford's Graduate School of Business, my partners and I realized that 7 long years had passed since publication of the last edition of Financial Shenanigans, and that almost 25 years had passed since the first edition. Over that time, more than 100,000 readers have purchased the book around the globe, including translations in Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. We've learned a lot in the intervening years, and as such, we felt it timely to share with you the latest accounting tricks, as well as a more considered account of the most important lessons from the last quarter century. But before turning the pages forward to begin this new edition of Financial Shenanigans, let's turn back the clock 25 years to share the beginning of my search for shenanigans and the unexpected and exciting journey since 1990. The beginning, the early 1990s. As a professor of accounting at American University in Washington, D.C., I began researching the most prominent accounting frauds over the prior 40 years. Many have been documented in Accounting and Auditing Enforcement Releases, AAER, at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. I began using many of those interesting vignettes in teaching my intermediate accounting and auditing classes. As I saw that the students found those stories fascinating, I started publishing articles on this subject to share with a larger group. And, of course, the next logical step to reach an even greater audience was to write a book. Publication of Financial Shenanigans and Early Years as Entrepreneur. Shortly after my 41st birthday, in early 1993, McGraw-Hill published the first edition of Financial Shenanigans. The book introduced readers to 7 broad categories of earnings misrepresentations, identified 20 discrete techniques that management might employ, and sprinkled in many examples of actual companies that had been sanctioned for tricking investors. A few pleasant surprises emerged after the book was released. First, lots of readers reached out to thank me for shedding light on the steps that investors could take to safeguard their wealth. Second, the book had made its way into the ranks of big institutional investors who sought to hire me to train their analysts on how to spot companies playing accounting games. Eventually, they began asking me to examine the companies in their portfolios. Fortunately, on several occasions, I was able to use these techniques to alert them of major problems, and they were very thankful for keeping them out of harm's way. Founding the Center for Financial Research and Analysis, CFRA, in 1994. While 1993 was an eventful year with the publication of Financial Shenanigans and my introduction to some influential investors, it would have been impossible to predict the dramatic changes that followed in 1994 as I launched the Center for Financial Research and Analysis, CFRA. Out of the spare room in my house, I began publishing a monthly newsletter highlighting companies I believed to be struggling, but that were using accounting tricks to hide the problems. On the 15th of each month, I sent reports via overnight mail to our subscribers. Remember, we were still living in the dark ages before the internet and email. Thankfully, the service was well received, and over 60 investment firms became subscribers during our first year.